Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Shop up to 50% off site-wide, plus door busters and a free professional measure during the Black Friday sneak peek sale at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Good morning, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. We are the Morning Shift. We are live from Publix at Town Brookhaven. I'm Allie Mack with Mike Johnson, Bo Morgan. I swear they are baking the bread for the pub subs right now.
Dude.
Oh, my goodness.
So smells so good.
It smells amazing.
Not to go off on a quick tangent, but when I was at Alabama, across the street was a bread factory, and every day at practice I would smell this exact smell. And if the wind was blowing the right way, I'd be like, dear God, I cannot wait to go get a sandwich. That's exactly what it smelled like.
Mm-hmm. Cool story.
This hour is brought to you by Zero Res.
Pot calling the kettle black.
Book an appointment today with Zero Res, Atlanta's best carpet cleaning service. Bottom line, it smells amazing.
Smells
here.
Amazing.
It really does. I'm hungry for a pub sub now. Can I get a pub sub, please?
I'm just going to tell you, you've opened up a can of worms for yourself, because the next time I'm going to come off the top rope.
It was. You know, can I tell you something?
Sure.
It was.
Go ahead.
It wasn't that you told a story. It's you did what I do. You go, I don't want to go off on a tangent here.
Took me five seconds.
I just started laughing. I looked at Allie and immediately started laughing. It was funny.
Well, here are your headlines, what you need to know before you head out this morning. The Hawks are back in action tonight in Orlando to take on the Magic. Pre-game is at 6:30 right here on 92.9 The Game. Tip is at 7. Chargers dominated the Vikings last night, 37-10 on Thursday Night Football. Game 1 of the World Series starts tonight between the Dodgers and the Blue Jays. First pitch is set for 8 o'clock. There is a lot of fallout from the NBA gambling scandal, a lot more to learn, but former NBA player Damon Jones was also arrested. Charges are that he allegedly disclosed privileged injury information about a prominent basketball player to facilitate illegal sports betting. Allegedly, that's LeBron James. I feel like this thing has so many different legs and branches. We are still going to be learning minute by minute what is happening.
I thought it was curious. He said non-publicated information was one of the terms used in it. Non-publicated. So in other words, things that aren't reported. Secrets being get at you right now. It's kind of crazy.
There's going to be a lot of legalese and all the things that are coming out because there was a 4-year FBI investigation that's been going on behind the scenes. It is a Falcons Friday. Falcons take on the Dolphins this weekend at the Benz. Pre-game show starts at 11 on Sunday right here on 92.9 The Game with Mike and Bo. Kickoff is 1. And look, the Falcons are home this weekend. So message, I want this to come across loud and clear. Get there early. We need you there at the Benz. Plan your trip down there. Get to MARTA very early. But I am curious, since we're playing at home, do we have advantages here?
Yeah, we definitely do. And I think that, Allie, you bring up something that I've been kind of passionate about going this weekend. And Bo and I actually touched on this a little bit in the pregame, and it's kind of come back to fruition after watching them play last week. Because I wondered if playing outdoors was something that this team struggles with. And it's not necessarily outdoors, but when you go back and look at Michael Penix's home and road splits, let me just read these numbers off for you guys in terms of the way he plays at home as opposed to the way he plays away. So if you get Michael Penix away from home, here's what we've got: a 67 quarterback rating, a 54% completion rate, and 159 passing yards per game and 5 career road starts. Michael Penix at home, 95 quarterback rating, 65% completion rate, and 231 passing yards per game and 6 career starts at home. It's immense, the splits between home and road, when you look at his starts, not only this year, but bleeding back into last year. He obviously, and for the most part, this happens. Quarterbacks are more comfortable in a dome. Passing attack more comfortable in a dome. But when you look all the way up and down some of the splits of this entire team, it's been a lot different. Minnesota, he obviously played decently well, but not great, and that was indoors as well. I think there's a lot to be said about bringing him back inside, being at home, and letting him be more comfortable in this offense.
Yeah, I go back to the game against Washington last year where he was really good, especially straight. That was a road game. That was his first road start, if I'm not mistaken. And he was really good, very good. But he also was inaccurate at times, and he missed passes. You know, we always go back to the play at the end of the first half, right, and where he misses Drake in that game. And then you go to the end of the second half where everybody's timeout or no timeout, and Rob blew it, and he didn't blow it. Reality was they don't do the timeout, but if Penix is a little bit more accurate, he hits Mooney in field goal range, a well-makeable for – whatever that guy's name was, I can't remember, that missed it at the end of the game anyways. So I think there is some truth to that. I just thought that I thought he played good in Minnesota. I didn't think that I thought that was a game where the passing yardage was low purely based on the defense you were seeing and the success of the run game, which is one of the things. But that said, he was really bad in Carolina, and he wasn't great last week. Pressure caused a lot of that last week. So, you know, the team as a whole has not played as well offensively. And it does start with the trench play, and then it carries over to Penix. But you're coming back home. I was seeing something, Mike, and I'm curious what you think about it, where people were trying to basically make it a thing about, well, he's only good against zone coverage, and he's not as good against man coverage. But, you know, I think what you're not taking into account is a lot of times when teams are playing man, it's because of what? Because they're sending pressure.
Well,
And I think a lot of times that is played into it. Look, there's no doubt right now, early in this quarterback's career, when we run the football, he's going to play better. And when we don't run the football as much as we want to run on early downs and we don't have success there, now I feel like it's almost a thing where he's pressing a little bit because he's trying to get that yardage back.
Yeah, I think there's something to be said about that. You know, I think when you look at the splits, an indoor-outdoor thing, because you brought up at Minnesota, obviously that's going to be an indoor venue and he's going to feel more comfortable in that. And I think that's just something you got to shake loose of. I honestly feel the same way about Tua Tagovailoa in a lot of ways. When you look at them playing in gusty conditions against Cleveland last week, it's like you were never going to – and the whole thing was made – even when they were good a couple of years ago, you remember they were like playoff bound, and it was like, can he actually win an outdoor football game if they're not hosting it in Miami? And I think there's – I just think there's so many conversations to go along with that Michael Penix has to grow into it. But I do look at him against man coverage and think that he's much more hesitant to unleash the ball against man coverage than he is in zone. To me, he's diagnosing zone at a much higher clip. But you remember, we went into the game plan last week. San Francisco was only running man coverage 15% of the time.
And they upped it.
They upped it. They did a couple of different things, and he did look puzzled and hesitant. And you mentioned it. Even when he's rolling out, he looked hesitant to either throw it or pull it down and run it. It was like he was, you know, just having trouble making decisions very quickly.
Well, and that's part – first off, I want to get to the outdoor thing real quick. I thought that's why we signed Michael Penix, was because of how well he did in a workout outdoors in the wind and the rain because of arm strength. I don't think that – and this guy played his career outdoors, his entire college career. whether it was Indiana or in Seattle and for University of Washington, in the element.
Yeah.
So I don't believe that he can't get it done in an outdoor stadium. As far as the hesitancy, we did talk about this. I absolutely was like, cut the freaking ball loose or get upfield and get a few yards, because you're not a guy that can't do that. I know that there's athleticism. No, he's not Josh Allen, Lamar Jackson. And I don't need him to be that. But I think he can do everything that Joe Burrow can do outside of the pocket and moving. I think he can do all of that. I don't know where the hesitancy is. I know he wants to protect the football, and I appreciate that a lot. But a lot of that stuff that we're talking about, maybe I'm wrong. You tell me. We can ask Arch, too. Maybe he'll tell me I'm wrong. He loves telling me I'm wrong. Like, is that underneath stuff that he just hasn't grown into as much yet? Because this is a guy that if you go back and watch a lot of his highlights, most of it was there. His deep ball is his calling card, so to speak, right?
Yeah, he can drop it in the bucket.
So maybe that's an issue where he's still getting used to the tight coverage of man, but he sure as hell don't have a problem throwing it to Drake London in tight coverage.
Yeah, here's what I'll say, though. I think that most of Drake London's stuff does come against zone. We don't really have – for all the weapons that we have offensively, we don't really have guys that beat man that well. We don't have, like – and I know these are the best receivers in the game, but I'm talking about – you know, Amon-Ra St. Brown, guys like that that you know that you can put out against man coverage. And I think that that's exactly what we were talking about with the red zone earlier.
I think Drake can. Well, I just don't know if we give him the opportunity.
Let me finish, because I think the directional split, like Drake just is so savvy in terms of the way he can sit down and the relationship he has with Michael Penix. And he had the same relationship with Kirk Cousins. But I just think when it comes to those tighter areas where they are hugged up on you and not letting you get a release, he's got to kind of body the ball. And I think he's really good at that. But I also think that when you do see man coverage, Michael Penix, it gets a little more fuzzy because they are hugged up on guys like that, and they're not getting as much separation as you would see in zone.
Well, and then that's what I'm leading to with what I was saying right there at the end was like, hey, is that as much of a conversation, dude? Put me up to bat. Put me up to bat. I don't care if it's man. Like, if you see him hugged up, I am the best 50-50 ball guy in the league.
Right.
Put me up to bat. Because he doesn't have a problem putting him to the bat. Because some of those zone situations, even though they are zone and he has found that soft spot, he's fitting it in a window. Think about that throw to Kyle Pitts in the end zone last year against Washington. Mm. That is as tight a coverage as you're going to get.
Yeah, I agree with that one. He also had tight coverage on the Drake London throw that we celebrated a couple weeks ago to the inside shoulder right there on the goal line. I think that the thing is, and how many times have we talked about Drake London playing the power slot? I think he's much more comfortable putting Drake up to bat when Drake's on the outside. The back shoulder throws, the ability to go up on the, you know, on the sideline and go up and get the ball. I think that's when Drake looks at him and goes, put me up. But when he's in that power slot and he's going across the middle, Michael Penix just has not completed balls across the middle. He just hasn't. And I don't know if that's, you know, by design with Zach Robinson, whatever else it is, but he's throwing outside the numbers 10 out of 10 times right now.
Look, I think nine starts into his career, there could be absolutely some hesitancy to make those throws because he's trying to win football games. He's trying to protect the ball. I know he's got 6 interceptions. He's trying to protect the football. I understand that. But in order to have growth as an offense and as a player, he's going to have to turn it loose. I do agree with you on that. We're not disagreeing here. We're just saying different things. We're just coming at different sides. But there's no disagreement here. He's got to step up and let loose of that football, whether he plays this week or not.
We haven't even broached the topic that Michael Penix has been limited at practice the last couple days with that bone bruise he's been dealing with. Of course, we want to ask Arch about that. He'll be joining us at 8:20 today. But if you want to get your Thanksgiving week started with some golf for a great cause, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game's third annual Brown Grass Charity Golf Classic presented by Finley Roofing is coming up on Monday, November 24th at Eagle Watch Golf Club in Woodstock. Now is your chance to sign up. You can do that at 929thegame.com and click the events link, but do it now because the foursomes are going quickly. It's the third annual Brown Grass Charity Golf Classic. benefiting Pets for Vets. Coming up, we're going to zoom out. I was waiting. Coming up, we're going to zoom out a little bit, see what else is going on around the NFL next with the Morning Shift, live from Publix at Town Brookhaven on Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try assemble and bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Shop up to 50% off site-wide, plus door busters and a free professional measure during the Black Friday sneak peek sale at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Yeah, it is Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game. We are the Morning Shift. We are live from Publix at Town Brookhaven. I'm Allie Mack with Mike Johnson, Bo Morgan. Gordon is on site with us with Dylan behind the glass. Now, Bo, you have a container.
I do. It's in my hand.
What exactly is in there?
The wordsmith that is Bo Morgan. It's in my hand.
It is a blueberry smoked maple sausage.
Have you tried it yet?
Yeah, I have. I've had like a whole piece. They're cut up, but I've had what would be equivalent to one link already, and it is phenomenal. Mike had a few too. Don't let him fool you.
It's beyond sausage.
Don't you dare.
Yeah, it is. You can see it's beyond. You want a piece?
Yeah.
Tofu sausage with blueberry flavor.
It's
phenomenal. Real sausage, phenomenal.
Pretty sure if I did that, Grant would drive over here and try to whoop me. Pretty sure he would.
I mean, it just means we got to say thank you again to Jacob here at Publix at Town Brookhaven. He's been bringing us all the goodies all morning long. We've got croissants. We've got coffee, juices. Sausage, lots of things going on.
Think he's got any bacon back there? I could go for a couple pieces of bacon, too.
He did say that he's going to bring us the Falcons pub sub here in just a little bit.
No way.
So I'm on deck for that. Yeah.
Yeah, you missed out last time. Me and G, Ali, you were off, and Mike walks out, and then they're like, hey, we're bringing over a pizza and this pub sub. And me and Gorm were like, We're splitting that.
Stay for a little bit. Okay.
Very nice. Well, if you have time before you're heading to work this morning, we're going to be out here until 9 a.m. We'd love to meet you. It's the Publix in town, Brookhaven, 104 Town Boulevard.
Shout out to Anthony, a listener that just stopped by just a minute ago. He said he listens every single day, so we appreciate you guys.
Well, thanks so much, Anthony. We do appreciate that. Also, don't forget, you can always listen to Sports Radio 92.9 The Game on the Odyssey app, iHeartRadio, or the TuneIn apps. It's free. It's 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. We don't just have to live in your car. All right, Aaron Rodgers is talking about the end of his career. It's not going to be in Pittsburgh. Let's go in the huddle. All right, let's go ahead and hear from Aaron Rodgers. He's talking about the day he does call it a career. He wanted to be in Green Bay.
I feel so good about my time, man, because damn near everything great in my life is because of, you know, my football career. My football career starts and will end one day with Green Bay. So I got a lot of love for all those memories and a lot of great friends that I still carry with me to this day.
I love this.
Yeah.
It's so simple. It shouldn't be that difficult. You know, you had the whole we've seen this with numerous franchises and players and whatever else. I grew up as a massive Sammy Sosa fan, right? He's been back to Wrigley Field one time since his playing days. They had a falling out. They never made up until literally like 6 months ago. And I was so happy to see him go back. It doesn't have to be difficult. You guys parted ways, but you obviously had a heck of a run in Green Bay. Go back there and be celebrated when it's all said and done. Sign a one-day contract. Retire as a Packer. Don't make this any more dramatic than it has to be. I absolutely love this coming out of his mouth.
What's that old saying from it's not really an old saying. I think it's from, like, you know, Batman, one of the Christian Bale Batmans, where you either die a hero or live long enough to become a villain. And I feel like in some people's careers as a player – That's you either retire a hero or you play long enough to become a villain of the very fan base that was, you know, had you up on a pedestal. And Aaron Rodgers is kind of, I feel like, slowly working his way back into the hero part with stuff like this. I think they're obviously playing Green Bay this weekend, so it's kind of a return to that. But, you know, that would be a great moment for him because I feel like at the end a lot of the fans kind of fell out of love with him just – because it started turning into a very Brett Favre-ish saga where I want to be here, and I don't want to be here, I want to retire, and then now I want to go. And so I think it's cool. I think Aaron Rodgers is also slowly working his way back into just, like, just talking about football instead of
– he's winning.
Instead of acid and psychedelics.
Just telling you, it's winning. They're winning. And that's bottom line. I know they didn't win last weekend. They're a good football team, and they're winning. That's why he is allowed to focus on the winning, and that's why we listen to him talk about the winning. I'm with you, though. It's come full circle. He's the kind of guy that when he retires, I hope he just goes away. I don't need to hear anything more about Aaron Rodgers. I like Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah.
We just hear too much about some of these guys, and it's like, dude, I was good. You know what I mean? I don't need a push notification on my phone that Aaron Rodgers said this and that. Just go away. We're good.
Last night during Thursday night football, Chargers quarterback Justin Herbert threw for 227 yards and 3 touchdowns in a 37-10 win over the Vikings. Of course, Carson Wentz was still the starting QB for the Vikings last night. Here is Kevin O'Connell on J.J. McCarthy's status.
We worked out J.J. and he was close, and J.J. and the medical staff didn't quite feel like he was there yet, but there was a lot of encouragement, especially with the time we have, where he's at and the confidence level he thinks he can get to. If J.J.'s healthy, J.J. will play. That's been the case since the injury. That's always been kind of my mindset, and I believe we're right, hopefully around the corner from seeing him.
Let me see. He said that he didn't J.J. didn't think he was ready. That's interesting because I think it was more of a Thursday night game kind of thing with a short week. And I know it doesn't make a lot of sense for J.J. because he hasn't played, but the team as a whole. And I would say that you don't want to start him against that type of defense with a good pass rush.
Sure.
But, I mean, they're playing in Detroit next week. So it's not going to get any easier, right?
It's going to get worse, actually.
I think that maybe it was a situation where can we sneak one on a Thursday night with Carson? Can he play well enough to maybe keep us in this game and maybe find a way to win this? And then we, you know, worry about Detroit when we get there. But it didn't work out. And if you look at their schedule, it doesn't get easier. I mean, we don't know what the Ravens will be when they play them and the week after they play Detroit because Lamar Jackson is coming back seemingly this week, and then they play the Bears, and then the Packers and the Seahawks. All of those teams are over 500 except for the Ravens, and we still know that the Ravens can, if you don't score, you know, it can be hard to beat them. So this is a very, very tough situation for this, for a team that's used to being in contention.
Did you guys see the look on Max Brosmer's face last night? And I know he ended up coming in the game, but there was a point in the first half where Carson Wentz is holding his elbow coming off the field, and the look on Max Brosmer's face, the backup quarterback last night, was of he was terrified.
Oh, no.
He was absolutely terrified. Like, the cameras, like, Carson Wentz clutches the elbow. The cameras immediately pan to Max Brosmer because J.J. McCarthy's the emergency, and he looked like, dear God, shake it off. Shake it off. You're good, man. Just get back in there. You're good.
If you're J.J. McCarthy, do you want back in or do you want more time?
You want back in.
I think only he knows that. I think only he knows. Now, he's going to say publicly he wants back in.
But
of course.
Does he – I don't know.
I think that I would not – I don't know if I would want him as my quarterback if he didn't want back in there. His last showing was brutal. Injury or not, that's a position where, A, you got to play to get better, and, B, if you don't play, you don't want to give the door. There's so few guys that can play, I feel like, that position at a really high level. Don't give anybody a chance to come in there and prove that they're better than you in any way. Like, no way, man. I want to be in there. I want to be playing. And if he does it, then I question everything about his mindset, not only as a leader of a team, which is what that position is supposed to be, but a competitor in general.
Well, coming up, Mike and Bo are going to have to make some decisions that could ruin their Monday. Plus, it's Fair Foul Friday. Fair Foul, the Falcons will set a season high in touchdowns against Miami. Think about it. We'll talk about it next with the Morning Shift live from Publix at Town Brookhaven on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews. All on the app. Download today.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
Hmm.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Shop up to 50% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure during the Black Friday sneak peek sale going on right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Good morning. We are the Morning Shift, and we are live from Publix at Town Brookhaven on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. I'm Allie Mack with Mike Johnson, Beau Morgan. Gordon is on site with us. Dylan's hanging out back at the station. This segment is presented by John Foy and Associates. Experience personal injury attorneys and get the strong arm. We're about to set the stage for Man Up Monday. Mike and Beau will make their picks, but we got to talk about all the goodies that Jacob from Publix just brought out.
Dude. I'm overwhelmed.
Kind of, we're pigging out a little bit.
I'm overwhelmed. I'm going to be honest.
We've got pita chips. We've got dip. We've got sausage. We've got a peach cranberry chai tea over here.
We brought
here.
That for you for sure.
No. The lemonade one is me because it's lemonade and pineapple with habanero.
Sweet heat yuzu and habanero flavored pineapple lemonade.
If there was ever a juice made for me, that is it. That is catered exactly for me. I love a little heat in a beverage.
We've been, me and G over here dominating the volcano roll dip.
Oh, nice.
I don't even know what to even say about it, but it's delicious.
I don't know.
I don't know where to go.
Over there snacking on the sausage.
Yeah. Paul.
hey, yo.
You didn't have to.
They're going
to
kick us out of here.
I heard it as soon as I said it. You didn't have to.
They're going to kick us out of here.
You've been a little hostile towards me. I'm kind of glad you got that.
They're
going to
kick us out of here.
It's
enjoying
Friday.
I'm enjoying it.
5 days of Beau. You get a little punchy towards the end of the week. So we are at the Publix at Town Brookhaven. If you want to stop by, come see us. Please do. We're going to be out here until 9 a.m. You can be efficient and get your groceries for the weekend as well. All right, Dylan, let's do some Man Up Monday. All right, so Mike and Beau are going to make their picks today to set the stage for Man Up Monday. As far as college, we've got number 8, Ole Miss. At number 13, Oklahoma. Oklahoma is favored by 5.5. Over-under is 51.5.
I'll go first.
Go ahead.
First off, our records are both 18-10, but yet somehow Mike is 18-10-1. In 18 games, he's got 19 outcomes, and I only have 18, or he's got 29 outcomes, and I have 28. I'm not sure how that happened. Ole Miss, OU, the over-under is 51.5, and somehow Oklahoma is a 5.5-point favorite at home. I'm not sure about the actual spread because these offenses have both been up and down, but OU's has been a little less. They are very good defensively. I know that it was a high-scoring game last week between Ole Miss and Georgia, but I'm picking the under in this one. Because I'm not sure if Kirby Smart didn't break Trinidad Chambliss last week. And so I'm expecting this game to be under 51.5.
Yeah, John Mateer hasn't been that great in his return from injury. I'm taking Oklahoma minus the points in this one. It's just too weird for me. And when you look at things, I say it all the time, when Vegas surprises you, you need to go with Vegas. I'm going to go with Oklahoma. The question I have in this game, I think Ole Miss is better off losing this game in the long run and then running the table afterwards, as opposed to losing a later game in the year. I think if you lose to Georgia and Oklahoma in back-to-back weeks, and then you play for the rest of your schedule, here's what it is, South Carolina, Citadel, Florida, and Mississippi State, then I think you finish the season at 10-2, and you are just going straight to the playoff.
Do you think it's better if they lose?
I think it's better if they lose this game as opposed to any of the other games. Okay. And if we're going to have a hiccup along the line, and let's just say they didn't lose any of the games. Let's just say they rattled off and went 5-0 and found themselves in Atlanta for the SEC championship game. Obviously, I think they'd probably play their way in at that point and, you know, have one loss or two losses going to the playoff. But if they're going to lose one, this is the one to lose in the long run, because I think at 10-2, they just walk into the college ball playoff and probably get a good seed. If their only two losses are to Georgia and Oklahoma at 9-13, I think they're good to go. Because you know Lane Kiffin usually drops games like this, or at least one game that he shouldn't drop down the stretch run of the schedule. So if Ole Miss is going to drop one, this is the one to drop. And Oklahoma's favored for a reason at home. So I'm taking Oklahoma in this one, minus the 5.5.
All right, let's go with number 15, Missouri, at number 10, Vanderbilt. Vanderbilt is favored by 2.5. Over-under is 53.5.
I'll go with this one. Vanderbilt is going to win this game, and they are a much better team than they were a year ago when they kind of fell off. Remember, they didn't handle success that well last year. Their offense is elite in a lot of different ways. Diego Pavia is elite in a lot of different ways. Missouri does good things. I'm not a huge believer in the ability of Bo Pribula to throw downfield, and I think Ahmad Hardy, when you've seen SEC defenses, has not fared that well in the run game. I like Vanderbilt in this game minus 2.5 at home.
Yeah, I like Vanderbilt in the game as well, but I'm taking the over, 53.5. Vandy has done one thing. Alabama was the one hiccup, but the one thing they've done this year is they've scored points. And Mizzou will put a few up themselves. I think Vanderbilt wins and covers, but I think that this game gets at least over 53.5.
Okay, moving on to the NFL, we've got 49ers at Texans. Houston is favored by 2.5. Over-under is 41.5.
That over-under is screaming at me. Screaming. 41.5? I mean, that is just – I'm taking the over. There's no – I am taking the over because I'm not sure that we're going to get another defensive performance like San Francisco gave against whatever the hell we put out there last week. And I think San Francisco can score points. With Kittle back, Bourne, I'm not sure about Pearsall, but I know Mack, I think, is playing another week, it seems like. I'll take the over at 41.5.
Yeah, I don't like that play because I'm with you. I think that's surprisingly low, which – I think Houston's offense is broken. For all the conversations we had a year plus ago about C.J. Stroud and everything with that Bobby Slowick, his rookie year, and how good they've been, something happened with the fallout with Bobby Slowick. And this offense, dealing with some injuries, trading Laremy Tunsil, getting rid of Cam Robinson, whatever else is going on with this offense, they are broken. The fact that they are favored by 2.5 leads me to want to take Houston at home minus the 2.5. And so that's where I'm going. I don't know why they're favored by 2.5, but that makes me believe that they're better than I realize.
All right, how about the Packers at Steelers? Green Bay is favored by 2.5. Over-under is 45.5.
I'm actually going to go with the Steelers in this. I think that this is one of those games where it means a lot to Aaron Rodgers going back. I think they're a good football team. I think that they are tough up front. Green Bay has kind of fallen back to earth a little bit, where some people believed early in the season they were the number one team in the NFL. So give me the plus 2.5 on Green Bay. On them going on the road.
It's not a division game, and it's not Thursday night. But I have seen Pittsburgh play two offenses I think are decent. They give up 30 points to each of them, Seahawks. And I don't even know if I think the Bengals offense is decent, but I know they got weapons. And Joe Flacco proved it even when he is sitting alone in a restaurant by himself in heaven. I'm taking Green Bay minus 2.5.
Okay.
I'm going against Michael P. there.
Love it.
I want to get a win.
For my rando pick, Bo, you're going first on this.
All right.
Colorado Buffaloes against the Utah Utes in Salt Lake.
What's the spread?
Utah is favored by 13.5. Over-under is 49.
Utah's look, favored by 13.5?
Yeah.
And the over is what?
Over-under is 49. If it helps, the Buffaloes are 14th in the Big 12. The Utes are 10 in the Big 12.
Well, I think Utah is a better team than Colorado far and away. They almost beat BYU last week. I think BYU won that game late, 24-21, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, I think BYU won.
But Colorado did beat Iowa State recently. You know what? I am going to take Colorado to cover, but Utah to win.
Okay.
I'm going with Utah. What'd you say it was, 13.5?
13.5.
Okay, I'll take Utah on that one. You know what? I got scrubbed by Utah in the 2008 Sugar Bowl. I'll take them in this game just for those vibes.
That's unfair, though. You got hurt.
Yeah, well, I know, but it doesn't – they were good. Brian Johnson,
they were good.
The whole thing.
It's a different Utah, though.
Team. Definitely is, but my hat still go off to him.
All right, we'll see what happens Monday.
And mic'd up, brought to you by Buffalo's Cafe. Come wing it family style at one of Buffalo's Cafe's 13 Atlanta locations.
Fair or foul, Falcons will set a season high in touchdowns against Miami. They would need 5. Bo, you go first.
They'd need 5? I think it's – look, I want to say fair because, you know, that would be phenomenal for a great Monday. But Nothing has shown me that they're going to score five touchdowns this week.
Yeah.
I got to say foul. I thought that they looked really good against Buffalo, and they still couldn't get there, and they almost did have it. We kick too many field goals. We don't score it. We don't finish drives. I have to say foul, unfortunately. I hate it because I want to be so wrong on this.
If you would have said tie or surpass, I would have said that's fair. Mm-hmm. Surpass, go with five, I don't think so. I don't know. I hope so, like Bo said, but I don't see it.
You got to go off. Five touchdowns in an
that's
NFL
a lot,
game
man.
Is going off.
That's a lot.
Fair or foul, the NBA had a worse opening week PR-wise with the gambling scandal than the NFL, and Jalen Carter's spitting.
You go first. Yeah, go ahead.
No, well, I was gonna say it's fair. Like this is a head coach
pretty
involved
bad.
In getting like a head coach getting arrested by the FBI in opening week. That's bad. Players are gonna do weird things, but the head coach going down is rough.
Yeah, it's fair because this was calculated and this was contrived and this was well thought out. I think we can all say that Jalen Carter put no thought into the ridiculousness that he did on opening night. That was clearly an emotional moment. These guys thought out what they're – I mean, Damon Jones is giving injury reports to bettors. I mean, I mean, I'm not saying he thought it out too well, but it was definitely thought out at
There's
some
a plot
point.
There, yep.
Fair or foul, Bijan will have more touchdowns than the rest of the offense combined on Sunday.
I'm going to say yes. I'm going to say yes, too, and maybe Drake or Kyle get one. I think that's fair. A rushing touchdown for Bijan and a receiving touchdown for Bijan, and then Drake gets one, and then you add a field goal in there, and you're at 24.
Yeah, but I'm going to tell you something. I'm not sure if we win that game.
Tell me.
I'm not sure if we win a game like that. I think you need – maybe Jesse Bates can come up with a pick six. But I will say it's fair because I think Bijan gets three.
Dang, you think Tua's going to get 27 or 28 on us?
They've scored in every game they've played other than the two – blips, they've scored 20, I think, like one or more points.
Okay. All right. Fair enough.
Fair or foul, the Braves will have a new manager before Dylan has a new car.
Fair, because he's being way too lackadaisical about this thing. He needs to get it. He needs to get this thing wrapped up soon. Dylan, I am not coming in early to pick you up.
Bro, I've been at work. What you mean?
I know, but once Simone comes back, she's like, you ain't using my car.
She's about to be gone for a week, dog.
Hey, Dylan will do like
Dylan, Sonny. It took you 11 months
It'd be like
to get
Sonny
a car
hop on that
fixed.
Bike.
It ain't gonna
You're
be-
driving around with a bumper and duct tape dragging the ground.
It ain't going to be the same this time around, buddy. That's different. That's comparing apples and oranges.
What time's All Marta right. start?
All right, let me get in here because we got to finish. All right, I'm going to say that's I think that Dylan gets a new car first because I think he's going to head to Kia tomorrow and get it hooked up while Ali's there.
You better.
Yeah. Two to two. Yeah. At Boyle's Kia.
Yeah, I think that's going to happen.
It does baffle me. It's truly a 29-year-old thing to say a week is a lot of time.
Yeah.
It's not, bro, Dylan.
That's to get a car, yeah.
Not
it's in not. The grand scheme of things.
It's going to take you 5 hours at the dealership just to knock it out.
All
I mean,
right.
Come on, man.
Well, hopefully.
24 hours in a day, baby.
Mm-hmm.
I hope you get a new car before we get a new Braves manager. That's what I'm hoping for. Coming up, we've got the wake-up call on deck, 404-726-0929. Do you have concerns about Sunday's game? Falcons, Miami, what are you concerned about? How many touchdowns do the Falcons need to lock in this win? 404-726-0929. It's next with the morning shift. We are live from Publix at Town Brookhaven on Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app.
You walk in tired and hungry, one bad dinner away from losing it. You don't like to cook. You don't want more takeout. You just want something good. That's why there's Dish by Blue Apron. Pre-made meals with at least 20 grams of protein and no artificial flavors or colors, from fridge to fork in 5 minutes or less. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over. And I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Shop up to 50% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure during the Black Friday sneak peek sale going on right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.